Hello everyone, Neil Papalia, thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. So in this week's episode, I chat to Prashant Surana. He's the founder and CEO of Snapper Technologies. They are based in Hyderabad. So these guys are building a really cool platform which allows you to try goods before you buy, ranging from apparel to electronic gadgets. The ultimate aim is to revolutionise the retail sector in India. Very ambitious stuff there. So in this conversation, we talk about how the application actually works, plans for expansion. Prashant also shares great insights on life as an entrepreneur. So please enjoy the show. Hello, Prashant. Thanks for coming on the Indian Startup Show today.
Hi, Neil. Hi, everyone. And thanks a lot for having me here on the show.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and what you're building, please.
Yeah, basically Snapper Technologies is an IoT-based tech group.
Yep.
Where basically we have multiple products. And the one product which we have under Snapper Tech Group is basically SnapperSphere mobile application, which is basically world's first application based on hyper-global marketplace.
Okay.
Let me repeat for you, it's hyper-global marketplace.
Okay.
So where basically users can try products at their doorstep before they buy.
Mm-hmm.
So, say for example, traditionally, if you want to shop from your nearby retail outlet, you have to all the way drive to the store. And the worst part is you end up wasting your time, money, and effort. And the worst part is you have only access to the products of only one particular store.
Mm-hmm.
But with our platform, SnapperSphere, we have made it completely real time for the users to have access to the nearby vendor store on real-time basis.
Mm-hmm.
So user will be basically having the access to the inventories which are there at the store, the price of the products that are available, and the best part is they can order them for try now at their doorstep.
Okay.
And they have to pay only for those which they like.
Okay. So give me some example products then. For example, what can I order today or what can I buy today?
Yeah. Say for example, if you want to shop a suit, and shoes, and let's say a belt to make it much more perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Then traditionally, if you would like to shop this product, you have to first go to a store where you can just buy suit, and then to a store where basically you can buy shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, with our platform SnapperSphere, you can have access to all of them at once.
Mm-hmm.
You can order, let's say, suit from Zara. You can order shoes from Nike. You can order a belt from Hisense.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part is you can order everything all at once. It gets all of those products get delivered to your doorstep in 45 minutes. And then you can decide what you want to buy. And if you don't like it, anything else, you can just send it back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in 45 minutes, now the user have access to the inventories of their local store,
mm-hmm.
hundreds of stores at once. So we are basically connecting the user and the vendor who are located nearby on real-time basis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, if the user likes it, they have basically got two options to pay.
Mm-hmm.
The first option is basically to pay via in-house based FinTech Magic Wand or QuickPay Magic Wallet.
Mm-hmm.
The other option basically they have to pay is basically through cash and delivery,
mm-hmm.
which is basically, you know, very high on the higher side in India.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we are basically focusing, so whenever a user pays through QuickPay Mobile Wallet,
mm-hmm.
After they like the product, they get real cash backs as terms of the loyalty program, which basically they'll be able to use it across our chain of 200 stores.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say for example, you shop for let's say 10,000 rupees or $10,000, and you have a real cash back of 10%. Now, actually, a user is paying only $9,000, but another that $1,000 is being added to his cash back account.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever he goes and shops across all our community stores of over 200 stores as of now in Hyderabad,
mm-hmm.
So they'll be basically use only those $1,000 as their cash back,
mm-hmm.
instead of, you know, topping up more and using it more. So it's world's first fintech wallet where basically there is no terms and conditions apply. You don't have to search for any coupon codes, any discounts or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the discounts and benefits associated with a vendor store, you get it automatically as soon as you, you know, pay through our QuickPay app.
Mm-hmm.
And another best part is we are basically even focused more towards feminine market, because in India, we feel that like traditional dresses such as saris, lehengas and all is more on the higher side, and our more target audience would be women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So keeping them in mind, so we have designed our app only in single page.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So whenever they basically, you know, shop, they have got the same cashbacks. Either they shop through our application, or even they can go and drop down directly at the vendor store and avail the same discounts and benefits. So basically, it's standardization across the platform.
Excellent. And perfect. That's a brilliant explanation there. How long have you been doing this now?
So we have been doing this over a year as of now. Mm-hmm. And we have been getting good traction. We got, recently covered in India's leading newspaper, and we have also been to Rise Alpha Hong Kong, mm-hmm. Startup Tech Conference, where basically, people I was shocked to find out that people in the developed markets are more excited about it than the people in India. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
When I was in Hong Kong and Singapore and Malaysia, I spoke to, a couple of people, a lot of people, a lot of startups, a lot of investors, a lot of users. And they found it really cool if they have applications, something like this. Mm-hmm. One is basically of the time factor, because if you looked more towards the developed markets, the purchasing power parity of the users are high. Mm-hmm. They are really almost every one of them are completely, they are on mobile platforms. You can find them. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to locate them. Mm-hmm. Number three, it's very easy to explain to reach out to the audience there, both in terms of vendors as well as the users, mm-hmm. because they already know how this ecosystem works. Mm-hmm. And as in India, only 5% of the retail market is totally organized, mm-hmm. and which is valued to be at over $250 billion and is growing at 25% per annum. Mm-hmm. So basically, the difference here you have to basically understand is, in India, you have got only 5% of the organized retail industry who's ready for your platform. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the developed countries like UK, US, Australia, Singapore, Malaysia, Hong Kong, 100% of the market is totally into organized retail. Mm-hmm. So the user experience in terms of enhancement will be able to, that will be on the highest side. Mm-hmm. Because your cashback, your power and the access would be from multiple stores at once. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So let's go back to the stats then. I mean, how many people are using the platform? How many orders are you getting? Are you making money out of this?
So we have been live since over a week, mm-hmm. and we have got over 1,000 active users without doing a lot of Facebook and digital marketing. The mm-hmm. best part of a marketing campaign is we have been relying, since we want to deliver 360-degree experience to our users across platforms, mm-hmm. So basically, we are relying more on a guerrilla sort of a marketing. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we have all our quick pay executives, assistants at all the retail outlets. Mm-hmm. So whenever a customer wants to pay, we approach them personally, greet them and say them, hey, we have got this product. Would you like to try? Mm-hmm. And we found out that all the 1,000 users are coming back every day, because mm-hmm. whenever they are spending, they are getting cashbacks. They're getting loyalty program, and which they can basically use across so many stores. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So with this, not only we found that just over a week of time, our vendor's business rose by over 4%. Mm-hmm. And the user who is spending and coming back to us had transactions of over 1,000 rupees. So in a week, we have got 1,000 active users who have transactions of over 1,000 rupees. And if you multiply, that's a huge volume. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So you launched last week. Then is that correct?
Yes,
and
right.
What would you say you're going to be doing in 6 months' time?
Yeah. So on the 6 months' time, we want to focus. On the product. First of all, delivering and maintaining the same efficiency of logistics through our in-house Snapper Express logistics, mm-hmm. so that they'll be basically, having the same user experience. And the delivery time which we promise as of now is like 45 to 60 minutes, and we want to gradually decrease it down, mm-hmm. right? And over the next 6 months also, we are focused into entering into developed markets like Dubai, Hong Kong, and Singapore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we want to be world's first platform delivering 100% customer satisfaction, 100% user retention, and we want to have create a community of the customers who are very much loyal to us. Mm-hmm. Because in this current market scenario, if you look at, no customer is loyal to any brand. Mm-hmm. Because there is lack of benefits in everything which the customer is getting. I mean, there's a lot of terms and conditions applied in everything. But our platform is totally for the users, by the users, and for the community of the users. Mm-hmm. Right, because they get benefits every time they shop through us. Mm-hmm. And also, in 6 months' time, we focus on making our QuickPay mobile wallet into a global wallet, mm-hmm. so that people traveling to Dubai, Hong Kong, and Singapore would be able to use their cashbacks directly there. So they even, they shop more and they have enhanced user experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent. How big is the team?
Yeah, so currently we are a team of three co-founders, mm-hmm. myself, Prashant, Akash Agarwal, and Sandeep Singh. Mm-hmm. And rest, we have got over 10 people on technical board. Mm-hmm. And we have got 8 interns, 6 business development managers, and mm-hmm. Over a team of 150 people into logistics. Mm-hmm. So yeah, currently our team size is over 200 people.
Mm-hmm. And what's it like being a manager?
I mean, it's really amazing. It's really amazing. The thing is, I mean, from managerial prospect, it's very exciting because I've learned so many things. And the best learning I've found is if you want to invest anything, you have to invest in yourself, mm-hmm. because you deal with different group of people altogether, different mindset. And then you have to, you know, make it into a perfect team or make it into a perfect combination, mm-hmm. and make them into one strength.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what takes up most of your time then?
Yeah, so most of the time we usually, you know, spend on, you know, every day whenever I set up, we make sure that we call all our customers, mm-hmm. and ask them and have their personal feedback from their end, how was their experience. And then we talk to our vendors, what we need to do next. And then we talk to our development team, logistics team, mm-hmm. and have all their feedback and put together, and then go back home, brainstorm a bit, and then come back tomorrow for work.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So what would you say is the hardest part about this business then?
Yeah, the hardest part about this business is frankly, number one, is basically the thing is when we went out with this concept, people were like, come on, it's impossible to do it. Mm. How will you do it? Because there's lack of resources in India, because India is still not ready, because we need to convince vendors to sell on our platform a lot. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of trust issues between the vendors and the company, because a lot of startups in India starting and then they're exiting, and the vendors' amounts are basically they owe to vendors. Mm-hmm. So vendors basically, number one, are they're quite unsure about registering with any of the e-commerce platforms. Mm-hmm. And number two, so how we have basically, you know, overcome this is basically, you know, by talking to them, making a connection and giving them a test run of a product for 1 week, mm-hmm. of a time, and then having the feedback. Mm-hmm. So this is the major problem what we are facing on this market. And the second problem is basically to find good human resource, mm-hmm. who's basically capable enough to understand and match with your vision. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And rest, everything is good because we are getting tremendous response, tremendous in action, and a lot of customers coming to us and giving good feedbacks and saying, hey, I have, and you have experience and you have developed a very good product. So mm-hmm. we are very happy about it, and we want to basically enhance it further into virtual reality and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Is this a funded startup, or are you bootstrapping?
It's totally bootstrapped. Mm-hmm. Totally bootstrapped. Because number one is when we started creating this idea, I mean, startup is all about faith. And when we co-founders basically are from same university, we are classmates. Mm-hmm. And then when we're discussing, people said, come on, I mean, this is quite impossible to do. So we said, come on, let us bootstrap ourselves and do it with ourselves. And let's see what happens next. Mm-hmm.
How big do you want to go with this?
We want to basically be over the world with our platform. I mean, there is a huge market size. I mean, when I'm saying you that only 5% of organized retail industries in India are worth over $250 billion. Mm-hmm. Now, you can imagine if we are able to convert or focus next 95% of the market. Mm-hmm. Right? It's huge. I mean, you have got opportunities all over the world, all over the platform. So what we even do is basically, you know, we have licensing business model. Say, for example, you are in UK, right? Mm-hmm. And you like the platform. Now you say, hey, Prashant, I want to do it in UK. So what we do is we have our own team of research who do market research, mm-hmm. come up a business model which fits market like UK. And based upon your investment level, based upon your ideology, we come up with a plan so that you, being an independent entrepreneur, can operate with our business model in UK or anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. So that's where we want to go. And that's how we are taking it.
Excellent. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
Yeah, 100% definitely. Because of the fact, number one, I come from a background from a business family. Mm-hmm. So since my birth, I have been seeing my brothers and my parents, and even my brothers after completing their higher education, mm-hmm. coming back into the business. Mm-hmm. Because for me, number one, I feel personally that I was I mean, born to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Number two, the market opportunities, problems, it excites me a lot. Mm-hmm. Number three, I love taking risks. So, yes, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur and create such an ecosystem where basically both the vendors and both the users are totally happy and satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Do you think anyone can be an entrepreneur?
Absolutely yes and no also. Because towards on the yes, everybody can be an entrepreneur because they just only need to take a one step towards the dream. They have to faith. I mean, they have to have tremendous amount of faith and believe in themselves, because there'll be some times where basically, you know, you'll be on a certain down stage in your life and you just can't find a way to come out. So this requires basically a lot of mental preparation. So, yes, anyone can be the entrepreneur. And no, because, I mean, if you are not prepared and you say, hey, I just in 3 months, I live and I make tremendous amount of money, I get funded. This is never going to work this way. Mm-hmm. So it depends, you know, basically how you want to be an entrepreneur, what sort of an entrepreneur you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And what's the most surprising thing about your entrepreneurial journey so far?
Okay, so let me put this in a quote for you. The thing is, what I have experienced, everybody likes truth. But when it is served altogether, people just don't enjoy the taste of it. So this is one of the most exciting part of our journey, because whenever we try to, you know, approach people and say, hey, we have got this, we just want you to take one step towards and we are ready to take 10 steps towards you. They were like not responding, and there's, I mean, a lot of downsides, and coming back and fighting from that and finally being like, it is basically a lot of strength. Mm-hmm. So all I feel is just you need to have believe in yourself and believe in your actions, whatever you do.
Mm-hmm. But where does that strength come from though?
Now it comes from my friends, family, my Snapper team. It's been very amazing, and especially my mom, dad, and our entire family, friends, everyone has been supporting a lot. Mm-hmm. Because whenever I needed help from anyone, from my brother or anyone who's just, I just give them a call and say, hey, I have this. So everybody and everyone was at my disposal whenever I needed them. Mm-hmm. And this is the biggest strength with any entrepreneur or any person could have. Mm-hmm. And I thank them a lot. Mm-hmm. And I still thank them.
Excellent. What's the startup scene like in Hyderabad then?
Yeah, Hyderabad, what I feel is basically one of the largest startup hubs after Bangalore. Mm-hmm. And it has got tremendous amount of opportunity. I mean, when we are live, we see a lot of apps coming up daily. They are coming up with good innovations, good stuff. Mm-hmm. But number one, what they are lacking behind is in terms of infrastructure, I feel. Mm-hmm. But government has been taking very good initiatives, but I feel they are basically, you know, lacking somewhere mm-hmm. in providing that amount of infrastructure. And number two, people in Hyderabad, or rather I would say parents, are quite unsupportive, because they feel that startups can't provide you a better future. Mm-hmm. Because the mentality or the thinking of the people are like, hey, you complete your master's from US, from UK, you come back, get into a good job. Mm-hmm. So this is a second factor, which is basically, you know, hindering a lot of startups, because they start and then due to lack of support and resources, they have to shut down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So, and number three is in terms of human resources, quite difficult to find good expertise mm-hmm. who basically, you know, match your ideology.
Oh, so what do you look for then when you're hiring people?
Yeah, so basically, that's a really good question. So basically, whenever I hire people, I say them just one word. The thing which you're going to do is for the crazy ones and not lazy ones. So if they say that we are on the craziest side, and then I feel, yes, we are on the same page and we need to brush them up, and this is every startup what we do. Mm-hmm. So I just go by like that. I mean, because I feel that dedication and passion is more important, and people at any age groups can learn. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask you some 4 quick fire questions.
Yeah, right.
Are you a tea drinker or a coffee drinker?
Absolutely coffee.
Okay. And are you a morning person or a night person?
Actually, both. Depends upon the work.
Okay. What's on your smartphone home screen? What image do you have?
On my home screen, it's a DP of Billionaire Boys Club, BBC, okay. A Guy in the Spaceman and Landing on the Moon.
Oh, wow. Okay. What do you do on a Sunday?
Yeah, on a Sunday, I love spending my time with my friends, family, and also I make sure that I invest some of my times on myself as well, because I need to enhance and think every day what's going to be next.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So last few questions then.
Yeah.
What are you working on right now?
Yeah, right now, currently we are working on, making this, training the vendors about the platform, mm-hmm. doing a lot of marketing, mm-hmm. and moreover, finding the right human resource who basically is a perfect fit for our organization because we are expanding a lot and it's very important to have effective and best communication. So we are focusing more on the public relations things right now, mm-hmm. because we have got a perfect product ready in place and it's good. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And who are your heroes? They may be dead or alive.
Yeah. First of all, they are basically 6 to 7 heroes. Mm-hmm. First is my dad, mm-hmm. my grandfather, my two brothers, and Sir Richard Branson, mm-hmm. and also Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And what advice would you give to startups about growing a startup?
Okay, so I would say then this one simple thing, just have intuition in your idea, in your belief, and just take a step one towards your dream or goal, and then everything, as you go by, the door comes open. And the other best advice which I would like to give personally is that best thing which any startup or any person can do is to invest in themselves, because that's the safest return which you're going to get over the time. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And do you have any favorite books or any favorite blogs you like to share with our listeners?
Yes, right. So there is one favorite book of mine, which basically, in fact, too, it changed my life and my thoughts completely. One was Bhagavad Gita by Swami Chinmayanatha. Mm-hmm. And the second book was basically The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. Mm-hmm. And I read more books of Robin Sharma. Mm-hmm. And I would also recommend to go, if you're looking for towards investment, signing revenues and stuff, it's better to have a look at a book. It's Warren Buffett autobiography, Snowball, I guess. Mm-hmm. So these are the books which I read a lot.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So last question then. If people want more information on Snapper Technologies and yourself, what must they do?
Yeah, so basically they can reach out to me on Prashant, PRASHANT @Snapper, SNAPPERTECH.com. They can follow me on Instagram as cool, COOL_buddy, PUDDYPJ, and they can reach me out on Twitter with the same ID, as well as I'm always available on Facebook with the name Prashant Surana Jain.
Brilliant. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thanks a lot, Neil. It was really great talking to you, and to all the users and all the listeners, it's really great to talk to you and interact with you. You can just reach me out anytime, anywhere. If you need any advice or anything, I'll be really more than happy to help you out.
Brilliant. Well, have a great week and good luck with Snapper Technologies.
Thank you. Same to you, Neil. Take care.
Cheers, buddy. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks to Prashant for coming on the show today, and if you want more information, go to www.snappertech.com. Thank you for listening and subscribing. If you like the show, please leave a comment in iTunes. Thank you for supporting the podcast. If you're building something interesting, send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, or tweet @IndianStartupSH, or you can go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. We'd love to connect. Thank you and goodbye.